fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 10th day of February, 2008. Welcome to the show. We're supposed to have a special guest this first half hour, Freeze Dry Guy. If he fits it into his schedule, he'll be on hold here soon, and we'll get you all an update on what's going on with the long-term storage food industry. And there's very few people that have as much insider information as Freeze Dry Guy, so I hope he's able to get in here and give us an update. Doing my research, as I always do, for the show and listening to Jim Phillips, interesting fellow who's on the Republic here before myself. And I have to admit, I'm quite proud of not only Mr. Phillips, but the excellent job that Republic is doing at becoming one-stop shopping for updates on what's going on in the United States and in the world. Excellent, excellent job. New authors writing new articles, and I'm quite proud of what Republic's doing in that regard. Unless you've been living in a cave, you heard what happened in my hometown that I spent most of my adult life in a few days ago, Kirkwood, Missouri. Had a very tragic multiple homicide happen just 3 or 4 days ago. 5 people shot to death, and then the perpetrator shot to death by the police. A tragic, tragic situation happened in City Hall in a city council meeting. I lived in Kirkwood, Missouri from 1973 until 2005, so it really was my hometown. I didn't know any of the people involved. However, it was my hometown, and I did at one point live virtually in sight in a close walk, a 2-block walk from the building where that shooting took place. And a lot of grieving families in Kirkwood and metropolitan St. Louis because of that tragic, tragic event. First break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 10th day of February, 2008. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. I must keep in mind, as I always try to, that this is radio, and we always have new listeners. If you want to see my photograph, read my bio, you may not wonder why there's spy movie music. Once you read my bio, it will be perfectly clear to you. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find out very quickly that I've spent my adult life involved in matters of have severe consequences, you might say. Military intelligence as a young man with a tour of duty in psychological warfare in U.S. Army Special Forces, also known as the Green Berets. Then the past 35 years of my life, I've been a criminal investigator working on homicides. My first murder I investigated, a double homicide, the fall of 1973. I'm working on two murders as we speak in 2008. And along the way, corporate security, bodyguard work. I was a bodyguard for my president, Charlton Heston, Ambassador Alan Keyes, the film star Jane Fonda, and many people you've never heard of, folks that just needed help being safe. I'm an NRA-certified firearms instructor. I teach concealed carry training. And, of course, I'm a radio talk show host, and I bring to the table a lot of knowledge from a lot of areas. I try to focus on preparedness. We have a lot of excellent, excellent hosts here on Republic to talk about the geopolitical matters. I try not to get too caught up in it, but there's something here you need to be aware of. I ran across. There's a lot of articles that are worthwhile reading, but here's what you put in Google. EPA, the word library, and the word close, C-L-O-S-E. EPA, library, and close. What you'll find out is, and what you'll find, I should say, is that in the fall of 2006, just about 15, 16 months ago, the Environmental Protection Agency closed their libraries all over the United States, including the main one in Washington, D.C., which had no notice whatsoever, allegedly as a cost-saving move. However, researchers have found out that the cost of closing these libraries has already exceeded the perceived savings. Very disturbing, because this was the largest repository of articles and books on toxic substances that have been cross-referenced anywhere. The cross-referencing is one of the most valuable things about this collection. It's also believed, from what I've read, that many of these documents and books were destroyed by the EPA. I haven't verified that, but the articles I'm reading lead me to believe that. The articles, by the way, are published in mainstream scientific journals, places that have a lot of veracity and certainly are to be trusted in what they're saying. Of course, we should remember that only 8 or 9 months after the EPA closed their library, that the Vatican closed their library in July of 2007, a library, by the way, which had been open for centuries, every working day for many centuries, allegedly closed because of structural problems in the main building, so that they could repair those problems and then reopen that library in 2010. I don't believe that opening is going to happen in 2010. The Vatican in Rome is only maybe 100 feet above sea level on a good day, even though it's fairly far from the Mediterranean Ocean. It's only about 100 feet above sea level. My belief is that that library was closed, the Vatican Library, because of rising ocean levels. And the Vatican, the government of the Vatican, is moving that collection, which is the largest collection of ancient manuscripts on the planet, to higher ground at an undisclosed location. By the time 2010 arrives, I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, we will have more important things to worry about than where the Vatican Library is located. We will have far more important things to worry about. If you're scratching your head and wondering what is this man talking about, then you haven't read my paper, No Need for Panic, available at my website, thelibertyman.com. I'm about to go to the printer and get another 60 or 70 copies run off. I also could title, although I haven't, I have a presentation coming up in March, I could title my paper, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. That's the title of my seminar I'll be doing in March, the last Saturday in March. Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. It's a massive, massive topic with a lot of truth and a lot of deception, a lot of science, and a lot of science fiction. What my paper, No Need for Panic, does is allow you to separate truth from fiction and separate science from science fiction. Because of who I am and what I've been doing with my life, I have access to the people who do know. And I've been very diligent in interviewing these men and women and reporting what I found out. My paper, No Need for Panic, is 19 pages with footnotes, a bibliography, a list of websites. If you choose to, you can read the 5,000 pages of books referenced in the bibliography. It'll be quite an education. And we have our first call. Andrew in Connecticut. Are you there, sir?
Hey, John. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, listen, I got a question for you, and I guess this is for, you know, if we have a situation where there's martial law, and I know, you know, your thinking is, you know, get out of your house and head to the hills, but not everyone can do that. So if we're going to try and keep firearms in the house, you know, we could hide them, but is there any way to get around hiding a firearm if they're using metal detectors?
Probably not. It depends on what level of officer friendly you're dealing with. There is equipment that can find almost anything hidden that you might try to hide. However, it's very expensive, and there's not that many of them. If you fit the profile of somebody they're terribly interested in and are very concerned about, then there's much more likely that kind of equipment will show up at your doorstep with people trained to operate it.
Well, myself and probably a vast majority of your listeners, I have a carry permit.
Right.
And I've purchased firearms, and been registered and so forth. So even if I've have some firearms that I bought through a gun show that's not registered, they come by, they could take all my handguns, but I'd like to be able to somehow secure my shotguns.
Right, right. Well, it's difficult. And obviously, if you've got a handgun permit, you're on record with the government as being a firearm owner. Obviously, why would you have a handgun permit if you didn't own one or more firearms?
Right.
It's a tough situation, Andrew. Advising people how to survive a place where they shouldn't be in the first place is basically what you're asking me to do.
So, back to the original point, you get the heck out of there in the first place is what you're recommending.
My belief, Andrew, did you hear the interview I did a couple of weeks ago with Major Ed Dames?
I do listen to your show quite a bit. I don't know if I recall.
Okay, I think it was the first or second Sunday of this year. That's when it would have been. I don't have the date memorized, but
okay.
Major Dames mentioned several scenarios, four different scenarios. Originally, the interview was about abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels, because I was aware he'd done work on that. But he mentioned three more scenarios, which he's not the only person. Patriot Radio is abuzz with these three scenarios: economic collapse that would lead to social disruption, World War III, and a worldwide flu pandemic. There's no reason why two or more, even all four of these, could not be happening at the same time. No reason at all. It would be the preference of the powers that be to declare martial law prior to it being in our face that the ocean levels and the climate change is causing us to have to get away from these coasts. People will pay attention to martial law if it means being safe from a flu pandemic or an economic crisis. But if they know the oceans are coming up, there's no force at all is going to keep them at home, unless martial law is already well in place. So, I don't know, Andrew. I think you'd be well advised to find a friend or a relative in upstate New York or Vermont or New Hampshire, someplace not, within a half tank fuel,
sure,
automobile fuel from you.
Well, I'm off the coastline in Connecticut. I don't know how much that's going to help.
Well, it's not how far; it's how high above sea level you are.
Okay.
If you're 20 miles inland, but you're only 100 feet above sea level, you're not all that much better off, quite frankly.
I think I'm a couple hundred feet, but I got a GPS device. I'm going to try and actually get
that's pretty
measure.
Marginal. The Navy, a lot of my information comes from classified briefings on the U.S. Navy. The Navy would not regard where you are as safe in no way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Navy veterans are down here where I am. Navy veterans are in the zip codes of the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. That's where they've chosen because they found that out in classified Navy briefings.
My plan is to head up towards the Berkshires that we have up here, towards Massachusetts. So,
well, have a place that's stocked up and friendly people waiting for you. That's my advice, Andrew.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, John.
Thank you for your call, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay. And we've got on the line my friend and your friend, the gentleman who knows more about long-term storage food than anybody I know, a man who's been in this business for more than 30 years, a man who has warehouses large enough for 18-wheelers to back up and be unloaded with forklifts. This is a serious business. We've got another break coming up, and we'll come back and be speaking to Freeze Dry Guy live on air. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 10th day of February, 2008. We have on hold my friend and your friend, the man who knows more about long-term storage food and freeze-dried food than anybody that I'm aware of. Freeze-dried guy. Are you there, sir?
Yes, John. Hi.
I am. Okay. Good to talk to you, sir. Tell me, how long have you been in this business?
I started as a young paratrooper in 1970. This became my night job. I was so impressed with the long-range patrol rations. I know you're full of...
Oops, oh, yeah, I am. Yeah.
And I was so impressed with them, I contacted the guys who were making them. I said, hey, I want to sell this stuff. And I became the first distributor in the United States. They since told me it was in the world, for what that's worth.
Well, that's worth a lot. You know, I regret to this day not having had blue jeans shipped to me in Vietnam and selling them and making my fortune, but good for you. As a young man, you saw an opportunity and you took it, and that's been 38 years ago. That's longer than my engineer's been alive here that's running this show here. Now, recently you and I were talking, and we won't mention which manufacturer this is, but you had a manufacturer tell you that that all their inventory was bought. Is that accurate?
Pretty much.
Now, in the 38 years that you've been at this, has this ever happened previously?
Only time I can recall it is when Uncle Sam comes to town and he steps to the head of the line. But this is...
That's with you, not with the manufacturer.
Right. Well, with them, too. But in this case, it was, I believe, mostly private money, domestic. But there were a fair number, I believe, of foreign governments come over here quite often shopping.
Okay.
So now I have two warehouses chock full of food.
Well, and I know that. I want to make sure people know that, that you've got two warehouses chock full of food. But I want to get back, and we need to get your website out here first. It's freezedryguy.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now, getting back to the original question, when was the last time you saw this kind of event take place?
Other than, like I say, U.S. government taking over the canning lines for a period of time, usually upwards of 90 days, I've never seen this happen to this extent ever.
Okay, so in 38 years, including the run-up, 1999, run-up to Y2K, which is what most people that listen to Patriot Radio will be aware of, including that run-up in 1999, in 38 years of being in this business, you've never seen this happen previously.
Not to this extent, no.
Not to this extent. I think that's incredibly significant.
And this has been confirmed to me by three different sources, that the conversation went something like, we want all you've got, we don't care what it costs, and they threw millions of dollars at them. But the thing is, it had not affected the production, or I should say the availability, until just about now. I've still been able to squeak in some last-minute orders, but again, 2 to 3 months is what they said to expect. So once my warehouses are depleted, which I got a lot, but, you know, it's all relative.
Well, it's all, absolutely.
Yeah. But then it's going to affect us. Right now, I called to fill an order for a lot of meat yesterday, and they said, we're out. We're out of everything.
Really?
Out of about 50% of the products they normally would have for me, but all of the meat.
Well, I'll tell you, freeze-dried guy, this is a heads-up for everybody, and this audience is a worldwide audience. The United States, Australia, New Zealand, I got people in Scandinavia listening. This is a heads-up for all you folks listening all over the planet. If you want freeze-dried food, freeze-dried guy, this is your chance. And once this chance is gone, which... And as long as the inventory remains, you're going to ship it out. And hopefully that will be some period of time. But it's a limited time, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
And then I lose my... And then, obviously, why would you advertise anymore once your inventory is gone? I'll lose my best advertiser.
Good point. We don't want you guys going without here.
Well, it is what it is. My job is to get the information out. My job is to help the folks who listen to the John Moore Show to be safe. And you folks out there listening, maybe you've been considering it and pondering it. Well, the time to consider and time for pondering is over. The time to act is now, while you can. We do have a caller on hold here that has a question for you, freeze-dried guy. You ready for a caller?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mark from Kentucky. Are you there, sir?
Yes, Mr. Freeze-dried guy. Would you suggest be... the best provisions to have for like maybe like a 3 to 4 month period buy from you if you're a single man?
Okay. What's your name again, sir?
Mark.
Mark, okay. The connection's not real good, but if I understood, you said what would be the best thing to have for, 3 to 4 month supply?
For a single male.
Single male.
Healthy adult male that's going to be active physically.
Yes, sir. We do carry dehydrated foods as well, a very fine quality dehydrate I'm very pleased with, but 3 to 4 months of of food storage would not be prohibitive at all to buy in totally freeze-dried. I'd recommend protein-heavy, a good variety, some entrees, vegetables, although there's vegetables in a lot of the entrees. Again, heavy on protein. John can attest that when we were both in the service, but not just us, everybody, when they're working hard, they burn off a lot of protein. Protein is going to be the first thing to disappear in a disaster. It always historically has been. You know, during the tsunamis that came, the animals
went. Hold on, freeze-dried guy. We got a break. Everybody, stay tuned. Keep that thought. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 10th day of February 2008. We're interviewing Freeze Dry Guy, and he's giving us an update on how to help Mark in Kentucky, a healthy young male, to plan a four-month menu of long-term storage food. You still there, Freeze Dry Guy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now let's continue with our conversation.
So let me ask a question, Mr. I keep calling you Mr. Freeze Dry Guy. What's your name again, sir?
Freeze Dry Guy.
This Freeze Dry Guy? That's fine.
I give him a name.
What I was asking, are you saying that you can't get any more supplies now that actually store now, and that your storage space is going to be gone soon?
Basically, the 2 to 3 month back order time I was told to expect is it's imminent. But essentially, it has really hit because as of per a conversation on Friday, they were out of about 50% of everything they produce and all the meats. Again, I have two warehouses chock full of food at this moment. And strictly freeze-dry. And so we're going to be able to serve people nicely for a while, but we went through about 40 cases of meat just yesterday. So it's really moving. But now to answer your question, Mark, let's come back to this. I started out not answering it too well. If you had been asking, say, for a year's supply, and you're the average guy doing this stuff, I recommend generally a spread or a mix of about 20% freeze-dried and about 80% dehydrated. I carry a very nice line of dehydrated food. Freeze-dry is superior. Across the board, it's a better product. But if you're talking 3 to 4 months' worth, I would recommend just about the exact opposite, about 80% freeze-dry and about 20% dehydrate, because the freeze-dry is more expensive, but in that increment, that size increment, it's easier to buy just because there's less of it.
Give us an idea, freeze-dry guy, of the cubic feet that much food would take up, and just a kind of a ballpark on the cost involved.
Well, I recommend, oh, goodness, let's talk the year, because I think year increments.
Okay.
If you wanted a combination of a really nice, and again, I must state that dehydrated food runs all over the place in terms of quality and the packaging of it. Packaging is crucial, how well it's been packaged and how well the oxygen has been removed. I believe that you want to have less than 2% residual oxygen in anything you purchase. A lot of companies do not achieve that. Anyway, so a very good dehydrated food mixed with the amount of freeze-dried protein we feel you should have, which 4 cases of the meat works out to be nice in most cases for the animal protein for one adult, generally an adult male for 1 year, that would run in the neighborhood of $2,200 to $2,600, and we pay shipping within the continental USA. Now, you got to be careful. A lot of food, there's an artificial meat out there. In fact, I sell it too. Now, please don't confuse what I'm saying, anybody, but there's an artificial meat called TVP, and it is textured vegetable protein, which is soybean, and it is the dehydrated food industry's answer to meat, or they try to make it the answer. It's not a very good answer, really, and there's a big difference between that and the real meat in freeze-dry. But anyway, our dehydrated unit will even have that in it. I can pull it back out for people and then credit them the amount that it would be, that it would have cost, or we can leave it in, because I always maintain that it's a good item to have for a little extra stock for trading and for perhaps giving to some poor guy that needs it, you know, aside from yourself. But then, okay. with your meat with it too, again, you'd be looking at $2,200, $2,600, shipping paid within the continental USA. But this is the meats I'm speaking of. It's not an artificial meat. It's real freeze-dried meat. You pour hot water on it, and in 5 or 10 minutes, it is fresh food. There's no extenders. There's nothing artificial. It's neat stuff. So that's a year. And you can scale that down appropriately if you want to 4 months, 3 months, and the price works out pretty much accordingly.
Okay. Now, Mr. Moore, I wanted to ask you a question, too. Just say if there is a crisis, and I live in northern Kentucky. I live, like, close to the Cincinnati, Covington-Newport border right there, right across the river.
Right.
And say, like, there was something. Now, my brother goes to a place called the Gorge, which is down there in Kentucky. It's part of the state park area and all that. I mean, I don't think it probably would go in something like the Gorge or something like that, being since it's a state park, be a good idea, or would it get someplace that's, you know, kind of rugged terrain, but out of the state park systems.
I would not advocate anybody going to any state or federal park. That will become a magnet for city people who don't know of any other place to go.
And right.
They'll be unprepared to take care of themselves. It'll be an absolute nightmare being around a bunch of city people who think they're finding a safe haven in some state or federal park. I simply wouldn't want to be near that at all.
So the best thing to do is just basically take out a road map or get a GPS system and find the best area that you think that you can survive.
No, sir. That's a worst-case scenario. The best thing is to have friends that are waiting for you at a ranch or a farm that's stocked up, and they're expecting you to show up, and they'll be happy to see you. That's the best.
Right.
Pulling out a road map is a worst-case scenario.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Moore.
Okay, thank you. Now, freeze-dry guy, you have a phone number you want to give out for people?
Yes, John. It is, we have two. We have 866-404-3663, which is 866-404-FOOD, and the secondary number is 530-265-8333.
And we have to emphasize, people tend to get confused and not hear the details. You have two warehouses chock full of food, ready to ship right now, don't you?
Yes, sir. The only two items we are short on, the only two items we're out of stock at the moment are green beans and corn, and they're coming in next week.
Okay. And we have... need to, my engineer tells me we need those telephone numbers repeated again, slowly, clearly, and distinctly.
Okay. The 800 number, it's actually 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. The secondary number is 530-265-8333.
Roger that. Now, freeze-dry guy, we had a call just a few minutes ago and one last week, and I couldn't answer this question. People are fascinated to find out, and they want to know, is anything that you inventory, does it have genetically modified food in it?
That is a tough one to answer. I'll say this. Approximately 80% of the corn in the United States is GMO.
Yep.
So I don't care where you buy it.
Yep.
You got a 4 out of 5 chance of getting GMO corn. About 20% of potatoes in the country is also GMO.
Really? Potatoes,
yes.
Are? Okay.
Yeah. And so we really don't know. We try to watch out against it. One of my packers, they're very, very fussy about it, but GMO is getting to be more of an issue.
It is, and even if the I gave a similar answer last week. I know that row crops, corn, soybeans, and wheat, have been where a lot of GMO research and money have been devoted to. I wasn't aware of potatoes, but it doesn't surprise me. It's a massive crop, and of course they would want to get involved with that. So what you're telling us, freeze dry guy, is there really is no definitive answer. Is that accurate?
I'd say so.
Well,
and
that's
again,
unfortunate, but that's the world we live in. And
yeah.
And what I started mentioning, and the thought got away from me, even if a farmer does not intend to grow or want to grow genetically modified crops, there is crossover from fields where it is being grown.
I talked to a guy, I can't remember where he was now, a farmer in the Midwest, North Midwest, I believe. Apparently he's involved in a lawsuit over just something like that. Some of the big guys are going after him,
yep.
And he's totally innocent from everything I understand.
Yep, yep, and that's just the wind and birds and stuff blowing off trucks. That stuff's going to get scattered around. It's amazing.
That's right.
Another caller. We've got Cliff in Arkansas. Cliff, are you there, sir?
Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Mr. Freeze-Dried Guy.
Yes, sir.
It's good to talk to you again. Probably don't remember me, but I got you started in shortwave.
I was just going to say that, Cliff. Everybody, please listen to this. This gentleman here really opened some doors in my eyes about what was out there with the shortwave radio.
Well, I wanted to tell everybody out there that you sent me a sample before I give you the numbers to get on the shortwave, and he was telling me he had some stuff that was left down in his basement for 30 years or thereabout. And I told him that's what I want. You know, if it's old like that and it still tastes good, you know, that's fine. And he sent it to me, and he sent me some peas and some chicken. And I'm telling you, it was good. And I'm not crazy about peas, but they were good. They were great. So I wanted to come on and let everybody know about that, because it is Mr. Freeze-Dried Guy. He takes care of his customers.
Outstanding. Well, Mark, we appreciate your call, sir.
Well, let me say one other thing. He's got it about every base covered, but I've lived in Arkansas all my life, and I am a survivalist. I lived up in the woods. I was raised in the woods, and... you know, I can go out with nothing, you know, and not even any clothes. And give me a few days, I'll have food and clothes and everything. He's covered about everything except water. Now, in Arkansas, you know, different place, different climates is different. But in Arkansas, you can dig a hole 3 foot square and 3 foot deep and put you a big mouth gallon jar in the bottom of that. Cover it with plastic. And, you know, put dirt around the edges to kind of seal it. And in a 24-hour period, that'll make a half a gallon of water.
Really?
You know, if you're in a drier climate, it won't make as much. If you're in a wetter climate, you know, like around Minnesota or along the ocean or somewhere, it'll make more.
Sounds but like an old Green Beret trick to me.
Well, you know, that's not where I learned it, but I learned it up in the hills here in Arkansas. But, you know, I just want to let everybody know, because that's about the only thing y'all haven't covered. Anything else, you know, the freeze-dry guy can take care of them.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Cliff.
Good luck.
Nice talk. That's one of the funny things about radio, freeze-dry guy. You just never know what's going to come up, do you?
That's right. You know, just to carry this a little further, this gentleman was so good to me. And as I say, he gave me some good avenues to pursue where I started talking to folks who had radio programs. It wasn't long before I met you, John. He's a good guy. He's really solid.
Well, we all owe Cliff in Arkansas a lot. And Cliff, I know you're listening out there. Thank you, sir, for getting freeze-dry guy started in radio. I know people who haven't been to your website, Freeze Dry Guy, there's articles that you've authored, written by a man who's been there and done that, got the T-shirt, so to speak, a Special Forces veteran who has been out in the bush. And these articles are helpful and informative. Now, what other products do you offer besides freeze-dried food at your website?
Well, I try to offer the things that I use myself and stake my life on. I carry the Wiggy sleeping bag, which is, for my money, it's the finest bag in the world, bar none.
Agreed.
And, I started out, in fact, my first comments were, well, of course it's the best bag in the world. One has to be. I'll say this, and anybody who goes on the site will see my endorsement, that I had bought seven of those bags while I was still on active duty and before I carried that product. And I slept teaching the troops survival, winter survival, up about 5,500 feet elevation in the wintertime.
Right.
Anyway, I slept in the snow in a bag that was sopping wet. I was sopping wet, and I slept like a baby. I thought it was going to freeze to death when I got in it. Within about 20, 30 minutes, I went to sleep. I woke up 4 or 5 hours later, warm as a baby.
That's certainly a testimony. I've slept in Army sleeping bags filled with feathers that were wet from the knees down from rain, and it is not fun.
No, it's miserable. It's what makes you wish you were an accountant.
Or a shoe clerk, as we used to say. Yeah.
I know.
Tell me, what's on your agenda, freeze-dry guy? What new projects you got coming up that would be fascinating for us to hear about?
Well, not too much new. The big thing is, like I say, keep them plussed up with food. I've got, I try not to get involved in too many things. You know, you can get emotionally involved in things you like.
That's human nature, and we all do that, even though we try to avoid it. Are you looking for new vendors to keep you stocked up since you're having some possible future near-term supply problems?
Well, I'm always open to it. Like I say, I've not found quality to surpass this, and in most cases not to equal it. But yes, if somebody's got something good along these lines, I'm very interested. I will say this. It used to be I would just make the statement, freeze-dried foods, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
I have to qualify that these days because there is a great deal of Chinese freeze-dry coming into the country.
Really?
I will not use the product. I will not sell it.
And I wasn't aware of that, but it doesn't surprise me. Everything else is coming from China.
I was backpacking last summer with the grandkids, and one of them pulled out a nice little pouch, and it had a very nice picture of, it said, freeze-dried bananas or banana slices and strawberries. And I said, can I see that? And I looked at it. I started to take one out, and because almost nobody that I know of, in fact, I don't know anybody freeze-drying bananas over here.
Right.
And I turned around and looked at it. It said, made in China.
Amazing.
So I handed it back and I said, don't eat these things. Well, that's just my personal feeling based on what we've seen happen.
Well, the quality control problems we've seen coming out of China this past year, a year and a half, have been certainly attention-getting. And
that's right.
I agree with you. I mean, why would you risk your health on something like that, eating food that comes from China? You're far better off getting American-made long-term storage food, freeze-dry guy, and know that it's the highest quality that you can possibly get.
That's right. John, there's something else I'd like to address, if I may.
Please, go ahead.
You know, there is truly a food shortage, and it's taken off. The production is down. Large entities, as we said earlier, are buying up massive amounts,
And so that in itself is kind of compounding the problem. But dairy products, dehydrated now I'm talking,
right.
Dehydrated dairy products are getting very hard to come by. Since the middle of July,
really,
we've had 5 price increases on those to date, and I absorbed 3 of them. And this is getting terrible. Milk, my packers packed up 3,200 gallons of, 3,200 pounds of milk on Thursday and Friday this last. We have some left. I've got a bunch coming up here for buffer stock, but we can't keep it in stock. Butter, we've got a dehydrated butter that'll knock your socks off, and it's delicious. And we can hardly keep ahead on that stuff. In fact, for the most part, those items are generally back-ordered, although we're ahead of the game for the time being.
This well, that's good to know that we can still get access to that. We got a couple of callers on hold here.
Sure.
Patrick from Utah. You there, sir?
Patrick.
Go ahead, speak up.
This is PJN from Utah. I was wanting to speak
hold
to
on, F- hold on, sir. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hold on.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Collodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Quickly running out of time to interview a freeze-dried guy. Now, freeze-dried guy, you want to wrap up a comment before we go back to Patrick here? Wrap up your comment on Mark real quick.
Yes, John.
Go ahead.
I also made this real clear. for smaller increments of food, I would recommend always go for the freeze-dry almost exclusively across the board when you can. The nice thing about the freeze-dry especially is that it's very quick to prepare, and if you're in a facility or even the outdoors and your cooking facilities are minimal at best, you can't beat this. You just dump hot water on it and you're ready to go.
And, of course, you need clean, pure, potable water to do that.
Absolutely. We do, you know, we do carry purifiers. I think you've got one there. You carry two.
Yeah, Republic's got some excellent ones.
Very good.
Let's go to Patrick in Utah. Are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am, John. How are you guys doing?
Good, good.
Okay, great. Listen, LERP rations. Used to use them in Nam. I'm looking for something like that where I can pour the hot water in that's in a, you know, unserving size like they used to have over there, and I think they threw some vitamins in there and what have you. Basically, one of those a day will get you through.
Yes, John. I'm the guy that generally gets the LERPs. When they have an overrun, last 2-3 years, I've been the one that gets them all, but they're not releasing anything. A government procurement, well, how am I putting this? It used to be they rotated items out of inventory periodically. We haven't got anything like that for almost 2 years.
Okay.
And the guy I work with on this has the exclusive contract nationwide. And, again, the packers would call me and they said, hey, we did a bunch of we did the LERPs. We've got, you know, 2,000 rations left over. You know, we'll ship them to you. That's not happening. They're not releasing anything. So that, to me, is just another indication that Uncle Sam's plussing up for some big stuff here. So, anyway, I do have products, and we can talk about it offline, perhaps, if you like, if you want to call. Very similar to the LERP rations. In fact, basically they are, but not quite as much meat. Still very adequate for backpacking and all. But, yeah, you're right. The LERPs were wonderful. You know, you just poured some water in them out of your canteen, shoved it in your jungle fatigues, and wandered around for a half an hour or so because the water, you know, would be maybe, what, 110 degrees or 130, you know, and it was ready to go. Delicious.
Yeah,
product.
Great. Then what I'll do is go ahead and contact you then, basically by phone Monday or so. And okay. I appreciate your time. And, Johnny, you take
Thank
care,
you,
and we'll
Thank
talk
you,
to you guys soon.
Okay,
Thank
let's
you,
try to get one more call in here before the top of the hour. Monty in Texas. Monty, go ahead, sir.
The guy before this one was talking about storing water and getting out of the ground and everything like that.
Right.
And I heard something about... in order to make it more safe to drink, you can use iodine, like 5 drops per gallon. Is that true?
Well, there's different ways to purify water. You can put a few drops of chlorine bleach that has not been had any fragrance put in it. I believe it's 5 drops per gallon. Iodine the same way, about 5 drops per gallon.
Okay.
You're far better off getting a good quality water filter that
well, of course, but it's when you're in desperate times, and I was saw in a hunting magazine, it was where you're out there in the middle of nowhere, and they said like 10 drops per gallon, so. But anyway, I don't know, that's just one place.
All right. Okay, Bonnie. Thanks
take
for
care.
Your call. We appreciate it. Freeze dry guy, let's get some contact information out here. We've got all people all stirred up now, knowing that the government's getting a line ahead of them.
Well, let's say governments, not just ours.
Governments, plural.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's a lot of governments. What's your website address, please, sir?
Okay, it is freezedryguy.com. You can email us at info@freezedryguy.com.
Phone number? One phone. We got time for one phone
okay.
number.
It is. Let's try 866-404-FOOD.
Okay, and I'll get that out in the second hour here. Freeze-dry guy, thank you for your time, and we appreciate your taking some few minutes out of your Sunday afternoon.
John, thanks for inviting me.
Thank you, sir. Top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be right back.